Philly. I liked you immediately when I met you here at the Small Business Expo, and I thank you for your patience. I'd love to hear about you. Mike Salmon, CEO of Business Radio X with Gwinnett, is here with us as well. We love to drive companies forward, listening to your why, listening to what you do, and how we can potentially make it even better. I'd love to hear about you and introduce yourself, please.
Yes, my name is Billy Plunkett. I work for a company called K9 All Systems. We are a commercial security company, specialized in security cameras, access control. We do monitoring, intrusion, pretty much anything low voltage, we can help you out.
I figured with that name you had something to do with dogs, and I was completely not even close.
And, you know, so everybody always asks us about that. The owner of our company, his last name starts with a K and has 9 letters after it. And when he was in the Navy, nobody could pronounce his name, so they called him K-9. So
it's, I love that.
So it got stuck.
That's cool. Yeah. So you're based in Dallas, Georgia.
Yes.
And who's your ideal, who do you work with?
Primarily industrial warehouses, kind of the larger. We do have some enterprise accounts. I don't know if you've heard of McLean Company. That's our largest client. We do them nationwide.
And what do they do?
They're one of like the largest distribution companies in America. They deliver, I think, groceries, stuff like that, to all the grocery stores, gas stations.
Congratulations on that account. So what other markets do you work in? Would you like to work in? How does it work? You are business development, or what's
sales.
Your role?
I'm a sales rep.
And I can I can see why, because you have a great persona. What's your vision? Who do you want to get in front of and work with and that kind of thing?
We're trying to get in touch with the IT guys, possibly the presidents or safety managers, things like that. The guys that make the decisions on the cameras and whatnot.
Or director of security?
Correct.
Or even a facilities person altogether?
Correct.
Yeah, I remember when I was working in New York City, the facilities person was one of the most important people from a safety, from a being like boots on the ground. It's really exciting. Yeah. What are you thinking of doing like the rest of the year? What are some goals? And for 2025, you know, business-wise, sales-wise?
They brought us in to kind of not rely strictly on an enterprise account. So we're trying to grow the business in the medium to larger markets.
That's
industrial
phenomenal.
Industrial areas, you know, things like that.
That's so great. And there's so much, you know, ripe field in Atlanta and Georgia, from even old world processing type of companies to agriculture to a whole wealth of small to medium sized businesses that you can tap into.
I'm not sure how long you've been in the business, but I'm sure it's evolved. The technology evolves every single day.
Oh yeah.
It's amazing these days. I'm assuming that the stuff that you guys put out there right now to keep places safe and secure, it could be cameras here and there, but stuff that you could probably check on your phone. You could be at home and check on your business.
Absolutely.
Talk about the technology, how it's evolved from big clunky cameras years ago to today. You don't even know they're there, and you can check while you're not even there.
Absolutely. So, yes, the market's going IP. So we're focusing a lot on cloud-managed systems, so you get that instant alert, the motion detection. Somebody breaks in your store, you get an instant alert. You're not waiting on the monitoring company to call you and then them contacting the police. You can pull it up right away and see exactly what it is. You get instant updates, so it saves you on truck rolls. You get smart search, so you can find an incident right away. You don't have to spend hours rolling through footage. You can get everything instant right away.
And I'm going to guess, too, it's not as cost prohibitive as it used to be in the old days.
Right, exactly.
With that small to medium-sized business owner, the cost, do you have a conversation with them and then look at their budget and prescribe something, you know, within that budget? Or how does it work?
Yeah, when I first meet them, I try to figure out, you know, what their budget is, first of all. Then I also try to figure out, you know, what exactly they're wanting to do with the system now. We're going to provide them. Once I kind of get that down, then I try to do a demo of what it is they're actually going to be purchasing before they purchase it.
Yeah.
Once they see it, it's a lot more like, wow, I didn't realize AI and all that could do what it's doing. And once they see it, I put it together, walk them back through it, and then then our guys get out there and install it.
That's incredible. I'd love to work with you all.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Billy, what would you say to that small business owner that says, I don't have anything that anybody's going to want to steal from my place. I probably don't need security. What would you tell them?
Well, I always tell them it's better to have it and not need it than need it and not have it.
Phenomenal quote.
Drop the mic and walk away.
Billy, wonderful to meet you. Can't wait to chat more. Where can people find you, Billy?
Billy at K9AllSystems.com is my email. Or you can Google our website. It's K9AllSystems.com.
and K9 All Systems, the letter K, the number 9, allsystems.com.
Yes, sir.